In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rest of college football is also involved in this. How do we handle 16 team in a college football playoff model, and which one seems to be the most fair? The one that seems that's gaining the most steam at the moment is the 5+11 model. Brett Yormark, the commissioner of the Big 12, has said he'd be okay with that model, even though, as Drew pointed out, he pretty much openly admitted it could mean less teams for the Big 12 given the year, although I have a hard time imagining the Big 12 most years will not have two of the top 16 teams in the country. So like, part of me is like,
They would only have had one last year.
For real?
Yes.
Yeah, because Iowa State was ranked.
Iowa State was 17, and Arizona State was like 14. Yeah. I mean, it was. But again, that's because the league's so competitive.
It's also just pretending like they won't rig it and make them 16 in the year when it's because this is the way the NCAA tournament works.
But there would be at least one that gets in, of course, because the AQs. The five AQs would be the four power conferences and then the best group of five schools.
And you still get the group of five.
That still is included, but it does make it likely that less Big 12 teams would get in just because the
big... It was a down year for the Big 12. But yeah, sure, that's fair.
It's because the conference is so competitive, though. I think that's the reason why it hurts the Big 12, is if K-State won 10 games and made it to the conference title game and lost, but they still had 10 wins and they were 10-3, they'd still probably be in.
It's the most fair model, though.
I think the 5+1 there...
It makes sense.
Yeah, or 5+11, I'm sorry, makes the most sense for them. I also think what you were saying about, hey, it's competitive. This goes back to just where we're at with the branding of each conference, the perception of each conference. If the SEC or if the Big 12 is competitive like they were, we say, man, they were really competitive. If the SEC has the same thing, what a dominant conference they have been all season long. In the Big 12, we just say it's a competitive conference when they have the year that they just had. If it was the SEC, we would say, oh my gosh, there's so many amazing teams in this
Penn
conference.
Penn State, Texas, Georgia, Tennessee, all those teams had, Alabama had two or three losses. And then we're like, Big 12's competitive. Arizona State, only two losses. BYU, only two losses. Iowa State, three losses, just like Alabama. But we talk about them differently, way differently, as you pointed out, Gold, as conferences. Is this not the best model? Drew, of all the other ones you've heard, is there another one that you're like, oh, I don't know, maybe. I hate the 4-4-2-2. That's the worst. That's my personal nightmare. I think you either do the 5+1 or the 5+11, or you just do the top 16 teams.
Well, this is where I
forget the automatic qualifier, and if you're one of the 16 best teams, welcome.
I think Brett Yormark deserves a lot of credit for this because he could easily have taken the Greg Sankey route of all people being the most powerful man complaining, and Brett Yormark could have complained and said, you know, the Big 12 isn't getting enough spots and yada, yada, yada. But he said, even though it's worth it to what you said earlier, Cody, it's worth it because it rewards on-field performance and the conference championship games still matter. That's where the expansion part is really... That's what makes me question things. But as long if you can keep conference championship weekend important, regardless of how it is, and the regular season games, all of them matter, that's the format that I want the most. And I think the 5+11 format or the best 16.
Because in the conference, still matters. Billing. You win the conference, you get your spot.
It fits that billing more. And then the thing
they already want to dice that. They don't want to make you like an automatic home game or automatic bye. So, like, you get to be in the tournament. But if you're in the conference championship of the SEC, you're getting in the you're playing in the college football playoff anyway.
Right,
I mean, you're
right,
not like
right.
You're not getting the benefit you used to get. The AQ doesn't really matter in that spot, Drew. That's all.
Yeah, the AQ doesn't matter for the SEC and the Big Ten as much as it does them getting the extra at-large bids, where them being a quote-unquote better conference will reward them. The thing about the Big 12 that sucks is the reason I say competitive and not dominant is because we don't. I think last year there was so much. Arizona State was picked dead last in the Big 12, and they ended up winning the conference. And BYU was also picked low and won the conference. There's not a big dog in the Big 12 anymore. No offense to K-State or KU. Texas and Oklahoma were the big dogs of that conference. They were the face of the Big 12. They don't have a face right now, and that's why
it's the national brand stuff.
That's exactly why people don't have that perception, where if you went off of the league that actually was the best in terms of competitive balance, the SEC was first, and the Big 12 was second. The Big 10 was third. The Big 12 was a better balanced league from top to bottom last year, which you could say made it maybe we know that Ohio State won the whole thing, but in terms of teams that would be in versus teams that would be out, are we sure that Arizona State wouldn't have beaten Indiana? Would BYU have beaten Indiana? And that's where you, of course, start the comparison between, you know, power conferences, where I think it'll be interesting to see how things pan out in regards to scheduling, because that is also a big thing that's come from these spring meetings, guys, is the scheduling aspect of should the SEC
those are
go
years
to nine
away,
games.
Though. That's years away, I think.
Or what are we doing in terms of non-conference schedule? Like there's a lot of figuring out to do, if you will, regarding the scheduling for particularly the SEC and the Big Ten schools, because the Big 12 is going to do what they're going to do and the ACC will do the same.
Truth is, they can't get taken seriously until they win championships, the Big 12.
Agreed.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. But the scheduling alliance stuff, I think, is years down the road. But the idea of getting everybody to play the same amount of conference games would allow you to have a real schedule balance to a certain extent. I know the SEC and Big Ten want to partner up, but
everybody's doing nine except for the SEC.
If everybody was at nine, you would be able to have it wouldn't be NFL scheduling per se, but you could at least have something that resembles a little bit more of a balanced matrix across multiple years that makes sense.
How's in college football added more games, just out of curiosity?
Don't give them any ideas.
Season already
starts August 30th and goes till January 5th.
They shouldn't add
season already
more.
Is pretty darn long.
But they always have weirdo double buys and nonsense in the middle of their schedule. And don't hide behind the college athlete nonsense. That's been so far out the window for so damn long. Don't lie to me. I'm not an idiot.
But I think it's just the way that things have been, and you don't need...
Teams always have games,
I don't
dude.
Think you need more.
You'd make a lot of money. I'm surprised that hasn't come up, more games. Because that's how you solve the nine games, Gold. You get your nine games, and here's the extra non-con game, because now, instead of playing X number of games, we play one more.
Yeah, but then you get into the non-con. Okay, are the non-cons going to be against another, you know, Power 5 school? You willing to do that, or are they going to be against, you know, Drew's Missouri State squad?
There should be a rule, because the whole Brian Kelly said the SEC should play one Big Ten school. That idea, I can listen to it, but it also is stupid in the same concept, where you could actually really kill your season if you play a good Big Ten school and you lose and you're 8-4. You're not making the playoff. You're not in the top 16. I don't care if you played a good Big Ten school or not, but there should be a requirement that you don't play any and by cupcake, I mean FCS school. Like, if you want to play Akron, fine. But LSU should not be playing Southeast Louisiana, who are in the FCS. Shouldn't happen.
I guess that is part of, the games. It's there's so many throwaway games in college that mean absolutely nothing.
Like, South Carolina's playing Citadel, which is a military school.
They're always
this year
complaining about the schedule. I don't know how we're going to fit in all these games. I'm like, I don't know. Stop playing, schools I've never heard of. Yeah. That might solve part of your issue. It is what it is.
But hey, the SEC is the best conference, so we can afford to have a game against the Citadel, and it's okay, because the SEC is better than everybody else. I think it's just a really wacky complaint to have when you're in charge of everything. To actually play the victim is pretty sad.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.